Maaser's Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel 1-3. This is a straight continuation of the previous Mishnah. We're listing various types of foods, agricultural products, and when they've reached what's called onus amaisrus, the threshold of edibility, and which point you can tie them effectively if you want to, but you have it works. Hacharuven, when it comes to carobs, Mishi Naktu, Nikudim are dots. So the point is the carob starts out being green, like kind of like it looks like a pea pod, if you will, if you've ever seen carobs, boxer, then what happens? It gets dark, like approaching black, it's really brown. So the point is, once those little dark spots appear on the pods, that's considered to be onus amaisrus. V'chol hashchorim mishi naktu. Same goes for any kind of black foods. Once they start getting the dark spots, at that point, it's considered to have onus amaisrus. Ha'agasim, an agas is a pear. Kirstamulin, which the article here translates as gall nut apples. Haprishim, which it translates as quinces, and uzradim, which it translates as hawthorns. These are all kind of like something between an apple and a pear, those kind of things, you know, sorb apples or crab apples, whatever the story is. All these kinds of foods, mishi karchu, once it's from like the lashon of being bald. So the point is, these fruits, when they start out, they're kind of fuzzy, but they lose their fuzz. So once the fuzz falls off and they've kind of gone bald, if you will, that point makes them onus amaisrus. V'chol halavanim, same goes for any kind of light-colored fruits. Mishe yikarchu, once they go bald, meaning once the fuzz falls off, at that point they're considered to have reached onus amaisrus. Hatilton, tilton is fenugreek. We saw that in Maseches Trumos not long ago. Mishe titzameach, when it can sprout. So the idea being that if you plant these seeds, remember fenugreek was chilbe, for those of Sephardic tradition, they know it, the Yemenite tradition, they eat chilbe. So it's also used in Indian cooking. So those little seeds are considered to be borderline edible when they could sprout themselves. And you want to test that. You can do it by putting them in water. If they don't float so much, meaning most of the seed of the fenugreek is below the surface of the water, then you know it's ready to sprout, and that will be having reached onus amaisrus. Hatavua vazesim. Now these are important because these are real foods that are sort of staple foods. Grains is tavua, and zesim are olives. At that point, mishi yachnisu shlish. Once they have achieved a third, yachnisu, they brought into them shlish, a third. At that point, they're subject to onus amaisrus, and now there are two shitas. Regarding what that means. The first is that they've grown to a third of their size, which is a little hard to understand, certainly if you're talking about grain, but the bartender brings it. And the second shot he brings is that if you would process them now, you would achieve a third of the normal yield that you could get if you left it to grow to maturity. So in the case of olives, which are easier to understand, if you'd press these olives, let's say these olives would be able to produce, you know, 3 liters per container, but they're ripe enough that if you press them now, you'll get 1 liter, a third of the usual amount. That would be sufficiently ripened that it's reached onus amaisrus, and a similar type of calculation would apply also to tavua, to grain.